Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
For quite some time, we've been talking about the progression of how things are basically being organized in the Middle East, and Israel's being surrounded on every side. We talked about what happened with the Democratic National Convention, how they are saying they wanted to remove Jerusalem as the capital. Our president saying the Middle East need to be organized, how the United Arab League, 22 Muslim nations, I believe, was turned over to the leadership of Putin. Putin's coming in to Syria. Basically, he'll be the leader of Syria, it looks like, which borders on the top of, northern borders of Israel. And at the same time, all these things are going on. Now they're beginning to attack the citizens of Israel. They're coming out with knives. They're coming out with meat cleavers. They're running over the Jews with cars and guns. And how silent is our president? How silent is the church? You know, this is a time for us to rise up as the church and say we cannot be silent about what's taking place. As a matter of fact, this is definitely parental guidance suggested, because you're going to see firsthand what's taking place in Israel. As a matter of fact, let's take a look now from CBN.
Israel's cabinet met today in an emergency session to decide what to do about the recent wave of Palestinian terrorism. But Israel is also facing another type of war, a propaganda war. John Jessup has that story from our CBN News Bureau in Washington.
That's right, Pat. Terrorists killed three Israelis and wounded 20 during Tuesday's Day of Rage. But Palestinian social media is making it look like the Israelis are the aggressors. Chris Mitchell brings us this report from Jerusalem. And be warned, some of the video you're about to see is graphic.
This is what a terror attack looks like, and what Israelis have been facing for weeks. This Palestinian man rammed his car into a bus stop. He got out and hacked 60-year-old Rabbi Krishevsky to death. He then began attacking 78-year-old Haviv Hamim with a meat cleaver. Finally, a nearby security guard stopped him.
Despite clear evidence and security camera footage of many of these attacks, Palestinian social media is accusing Israeli police of executing the attackers. Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat is also calling on the International Criminal Court to investigate Israel.
A case in point, Israeli police confront this Palestinian woman brandishing a knife. When she refuses to surrender the knife, they shoot her in the legs. Yet this picture implies Israeli police shot her for no reason. This picture and others fail to show the attacks themselves, just the aftermath. Michael Widlansky, author of Battle for Our Minds, says disinformation is an old trick.
Mahmoud Abbas studied disinformation techniques when he was a student in the Soviet Union at the Patrice Lumumba University of the KGB. He studied this, and it is always to invent an atrocity story. You send out somebody to kill a Jew. He kills a Jew, or three Jews, or five Jews, and then he gets killed, and then you claim he was murdered by the Israeli police. It's a bunch of baloney.
What's driving many of these Palestinians to kill is they say they must protect the Al-Aqsa Mosque on the Temple Mount.
But one thing you should know about the Palestinian Arab leadership, they use the same formula every time. When they get into trouble, they say the Jews are coming to attack us. They're coming to attack the Temple Mount. That's what they did in 1921, 1922, 1929. What Arafat did in 2000, Mahmoud Abbas did the same thing this year. They even use the same term, Yihajimu al-Aqsa. They're attacking al-Aqsa.
In order to protect the al-Aqsa Mosque, this imam in Gaza calls on West Bank Palestinians to impose what he calls a curfew of stabbing to keep Israelis terrorized so they'll stay inside. Jerusalem Mayor Nir Barkat says it's this kind of incitement that kills.
Those incitements are sending people to kill innocent people. We've just seen in the last few days children, high school children that are incited, that go and try and terrorize and kill policemen. They don't return home. They themselves get killed. The incitement kills on both sides.
Chris Mitchell, CBN News, Jerusalem.
And Pat, as we've been reporting, many are concerned this might be a precursor to another intifada.
Well, it already is an intifada in a sense. But think of the Israelis. Think of you. If you're in downtown Chicago or New York, and every time you get on a bus, there's a danger that somebody sitting next to you will pull out a knife and stab you. I mean, it would be horrible, wouldn't it? And it means that you'd have to be armed, and then, of course, the police would try to take your gun away from you, your weapon, and leave you defenseless. And all those Israeli people don't want to go around with guns, nor do they want to have soldiers on every single bus or every single means of public transportation. But this is spontaneous in a sense, and it's going to be very hard for Israel to stand against it. But those of us who know and love the truth must stand with Israel on this one. They are lying about this situation, and we will not be deceived by those lies. But unfortunately, what Russ, Lindbergh, whatever his name is, Limbaugh calls the drive-by media. They don't pay attention to this stuff. They pick up little snippets. So we've got to be better than the drive-by media. We've got to know what's going on, and we do know, and we're going to stand with Israel in this one because this thing is incited by the Palestinians to, well, weaken and destroy.
Notice how the goal of those who are driven by darkness is they want to keep you in a place of terror. Notice they said that. They said, you know, we want to keep them afraid. You know, the only thing that we have to fear is fear itself. We have to stand in this day. This is a day to stand. And notice that is more solace than you can imagine taking place. And it's supposedly a nation filled with people who are Christians. You know, not to raise up in violence, not to raise up in religious fervor, but just to stand for Israel, to stand for what's right. And the media, most of the media is just telling a narrative that's totally contrary to what really is happening. They're just changing the story. You know, the world's being organized by luciferic acid. You know, we talked about that, and you got to go back and see that at VFNTV.com. On the torch about, you know, the rules for radicals, and it's the whole world's really being organized right now. You know, sustained militant efforts going on. Our president and John Kerry and others, Hillary Clinton, that was Secretary of State when she was there, they were organizing bringing these things to pass, it looks like, and here Israel's surrounded. They got nuclear agreement potentially in 10 years. They can have nuclear weapons in Iran. Like, what's going on? This is the same thing that's happened again and again over time. It happened in Nazi Germany. They began to focus on the Jews, target the Jews, close the Jews' business down, tell them they couldn't teach, tell them they couldn't go to school, couldn't do business. They gathered them up and pulled them out of their homes, put them in a place called like a ghetto. Then they brought them to camps and began to kill them, destroy them. Why? Because Satan hates God's folks. He hates the Jews. He hates Christians. And all those other aspects out there, you'll find out, why in the world would you persecute 8 million people on the face of the earth? It's a small little country. Its widest point is 70 miles wide. This is why. Because the Jews are God's chosen people, and they're coming against God. They're not coming against, you know, a man. God's going to win this battle. But this is horrific what's taking place. We need to let God see us standing with Israel. You think about this. In the last days, he said, we're going to be brought to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and we'll be judged in what we did with the land of Israel. What are you doing? That's why VFNTV is so important. If all this other media, a lot of it, is skewed towards some sort of political thing or some sort of, you know, whatever thing, you need to stand with media that's going to stand with the truth and be the light. This is why it's so important to connect to VFNTV, to be the one that stands, to be a person that will stand. This is what just happened. Think about it. At the United Nations, when our president stood up and said we need a two-state solution, president of the Palestinian people was right there in the UN. And when they finished up, they went and raised the flag at the UN. You can see it right here as I'm talking, right behind me. That they went and raised the flag at the United Nations. What flag for who? Flag for the very one you just saw who was promoting going in and shedding blood of Jews in Jerusalem, making these false threats about, you know, what they were going to do with the Temple Mount. And Israel's not trying to take the Temple Mount. They could take the Temple Mount if they wanted to. They're not trying to do this. It's just all this disinformation and misinformation. It matters who you listen to. It matters where you get your news. And that's why we're here. That's why we stand here at VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. That light is to be able to bring truth in to what's taking place. And you're seeing it right here. They're raising the flag of the group of people, the Palestinian people, who just went in there, ran over the people at the bus stop, came out with a meat cleaver, began to chop at several of the Jews, kill one, killing another, stabbing the soldier who was talking to them. You saw them pull him in, and all those different horrific acts of violence where they're calling from their mosques to go, and you see him raising an imam. That's like a preacher at a church. An imam is the leader of the mosque, and he's teaching them, you know, go use your knives and stab Jews and kill Jews. And it's like, we have to stand up for what's right. For whatever reason, our president is supporting people who think like this, who act like this, and even to the point of Iran getting potential weapons to it's just crazy what's going on. Listen, there is a cause to stand up.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.